边疆的项目之一。丁姐平安。
平安。
哎，到我讲到之前呢，有谁发现肖牧师的面容有什么改变？你翻了一楼就说，哎，对，上面一个基本的版本了。
有这样的。
我3月10号呢，我在教会的办公室里边，我坐下来起来，因为正好呢是纽约教牧同工会呢到我们教会开会。来了很多牧师，我正在准备着那天那个会议，然后这边呢，我们办公室抽屉拉出来，我没看到。我起来之后呢，过去以后呢，然后就被绊倒。然后呢，我想扶一个椅子。
I tripped in my office in May in March。
结果扶一个椅子带轮子，椅子飞掉了。然后我的人呢就这样拍。蹦起来之后呢，然后结结实实呢是这样倒下的，我的额头着地，多大声音呢？我在二楼摔的，地下室都听到一个巨一声巨响，他们以为说是柜子倒了，或者是什么东西重物倒了。
I hit my forehead on the floor, even people on the basement can hear the loud bang from the third floor.
那个是个钢筋水泥的一个地，然后上面一层硬木地板，然后呢，我趴在那边大概有。十几秒都没有知觉。我醒来的时候呢，我就觉得这个地方湿湿的，鼻子有流血，然后我全身不能够动。
I passed out for about 10 minutes.
大概10 seconds.
With blood coming on my nose, on the tongue.
然后全身不能够动。
I was paralyzed.
我就叫来另外一个牧师，我说我今天不能参加会了，请你帮忙带我主持一下。
So I called another pastor to lead a meeting for me that day.
他说是，河南湾我不要，我不要太惊动，你正在开会，我自己看看怎么样。
I don't want to cause any panic, so I'll see what happens.
大概3分钟之后呢，别人把我抬起来，然后让我坐在椅子上面。我觉得我的两个胳膊呢，有上千个蚂蚁在咬我。
After 5 minutes, somebody picked me up and put me on a chair. I felt like there's a lot of ants on my arm.
然后呢，我这个地方呢啊，就像那个外星人一样，做了这么厚的一个大包。
I look like an alien from outer space, go to the big forehead.
然后我把头发放下来。
I put my head down.
我就继续主持会。
I continue the meeting.
他们知道我摔，但是当时还没有肿起来，大家就开完会之后，我就赶快回家。
They did not know I have a serious fall, but I went back home afterwards.
我觉得全身发软没有力量，大概睡了半个小时。我起来去洗手间的时候呢，
我
已经站不住了。
I was so weak and I fall asleep for about half hour. And after I wake up, I still feel very tired.
恶心想吐。
I feel like vomiting.
然后就去医院里边呢，医院就让我住院。
I was in the hospital.
就检查呢，发现我脑震荡。
I
然后我的颈椎呢两处受伤，那个然后突出以后呢，把这个神经呢就压住有水肿。
There's some compression on my nerve.
我摔碎地的这个地方呢，我鼻梁骨也断了。
Even my nose was broken, even though I hit the forehead.
如果大家觉得肖牧师不够美丽的话，我要去做一个plastic surgery， 做一个隆鼻的手术。
I might need to do a plastic surgery for.
我从医院出来之后呢，我还是照常在教会里边工作。上个礼拜呢，忙了一个礼拜之后呢，我回家之后呢，发现头皮发麻。
I was able to serve in the church, although I still feel some discomfort.
我以前摔了之后脖子没有痛过，但是那天开始脖子痛，然后打喷嚏啊、咳嗽的时候呢，就痛得没有办法。
My neck here hurt a lot, especially when I cough.
那个蚂蚁不咬我了，但是呢，这个痛的从这边到舌尖都是痛的。
I don't feel the ants anymore, but my arm is here.
然后你手摸这个纸的时候呢，你数钱数不清楚几个钱，
芝麻也麻麻。I feel numb in my finger. I can barely turn the page now.
然后我就看了医生，是个基督徒医生。
I went to see a doctor who is a Christian.
他看了我那个 MR 那个报告和那个那个什么，他问你真的很幸运。
After the doctor told me that you are very fortunate.
我有好几个和你一样的病人，甚至比你还轻的人呢，现在都有问题，要么就是失忆，过去事情记不清楚了，不要100万年啊，去年事都记不清楚了。 然后呢腿呢也是无力，需要架拐杖。我现在大家看还可以吧？
这样子，这样子，阿门。
Doctor told me many patients with a similar situation suffer a lot of after effect.
所以请大家呢继续又来祷告。
I ask of the congregation to pray for me.
那天梁医生给我发说提醒我这个礼拜要讲道，我在犹豫，我要不要去。
When Mr. Liang remind me of my service here, I was hesitating whether I can come.
因为那天的时候呢，我的脸还是肿的，一个眼睛脸肿。
My face is still swelling up.
现在就这两个地方有了肿，其他地方还好，看得过去啊。
那我再看一看。
但最近我们刚回建堂呢，那别的我做了一些全世界最美丽的教堂的一个图集。
Because our church is planning to build a sanctuary, so recently a lot of people send me plans of some beautiful church around the world.
全世界最美丽的教会。
The most beautiful church around the world.
德国的、奥地利的、瑞士的、波兰的、Russia 的，全世界最好的教会。
All the beautiful church that they gather.
看完之后呢，我真是非常的兴奋。
After I saw this plan, I was so excited.
但是我也很悲哀。
And also feel sad.
都为什么？你发现这些所有漂亮的教会呢，都是盖在没有人烟的地方。
Because I realize all these beautiful churches are located in where there are barely that many people now.
在高山。
They are in the high mountains.
在河谷。
They are in the some deep valley.
风景最漂亮，人烟最稀少。
Very beautiful scenery, but no population.
我忽然心里边有一种悲哀，为什么？我就觉得说。教会这几千年来其实走了一个不对的方向。
I feel for so many thousands of years, the church has gone on the wrong path.
耶稣道成肉身来到世上，成为人的妻啊，和我们人在一起。
Jesus will become flesh to dwell among us.
但是我们的教会呢，却越来越怎么样，离开道成肉身的路线，教会呢和世界脱离。
But very gradually that the church actually become disjoined from the world.
我们这个时代我们看到很黑暗，非常黑暗。
We see darkness in the world.
那么基督徒呢，不是去做光，不是去做盐，而是把自己封闭起来。
We see the Christian not become salt or light of the world, but we isolate ourselves.
有梦想说这个世界太黑暗了，我们要建立一个基督徒的社区。
We feel that the world is getting too dark. We want to have our own Christian community.
我要建立一个基督徒的学校。
I want to have a Christian school.
我们还要怎么样？要找一个基督徒墓园，永远在一起。
We want to have a Christian cemetery, so we can all bury together.
那这段圣经就是芥菜主和面教的比喻。
This is the parable of the seed.
就是发面面罩的比喻，其实呢并不是很好理解，你知道吗？好，因为在圣经当中呢，凡是讲到飞鸟的呢，大部分呢都是不好。
Very often in the parable, when the parable talks about the birds or flying creatures, generally very negative.
你记得撒种的比喻吗？
We do remember.
有农夫去撒种。
The farmer go to scatter.
有四种不同的土地，你记得吗？
You do remember.
哪四种
？Soil. What four types?
石头。
土浅石头地。
Shallow soil.
路旁的，还有荆棘的，还有什么好土？
And also good soil.
你说那撒在路旁的怎么样？开始发芽。
They sprout.
结果怎么样？天上的飞鸟怎么样？就吃尽了。
And the bird of the air come and eat it.
这不耶稣说，就解释这几个，比如说飞鸟什么代表撒旦。
Very often the bird represents.
所以这段圣经呢，人们一提到飞鸟，就觉得哦，可能一个教会的建立的不正确，就成了一个大树，成为一个贼窝，那错了。
Some people said because of the bird, maybe it is mentioned that the church has become a den of fish.
因为这是一个天国的比喻。
This is the parable of the kingdom.
说天国呢，刚开始很小。
The kingdom starts very small.
但天国呢，却有一个强大的生命力，要影响这个世界。
But these kings and these cities, they have a strong life. It won't affect the world.
现在弄很小，在它长大发芽的时候呢，就成为能够聚集百物在它其中。
Mustard seed start very small, yet it's going to grow into a big tree.
那第二比喻呢？
The second parable
更有争议。
It says that even
在圣经里边讲到面教的时候，是好还是不好？
When the
不好。 你记得吗？ 在除酵节，那念酵不念酵，除酵节的时候呢， 犹太人把家里所有的发面头呢全部消掉。
The East generally represents something negative also in the Bible.
因为酵呢代表罪。
Because East represents sin.
所以说你要防备法利赛人的酵和撒都盖的酵。
Jesus warned them to beware of the East of the Pharisees.
在这里呢，却是一个天国的比喻。But
this is another parable of about kingdom.
基督徒呢，也是一种教。We
are also a East.
但是如果我们这个教呢，能够到社会上去，到社区里边去，怎么样，也能够使整个社区带来改变。This
East, or if placed within a community, within a neighborhood, it will also cause change.
所以芥菜种的比喻，the
parable
面对的比喻是呢。 神是对我们今天教会呢发出一个挑战。These
are parables that is a challenge to the church today.
教会不要在于社会隔离了。The
church not be isolated.
而要走到社区里边，让人们看到这群爱主爱神的人他们生活和对社会的贡献。The
church must be in the community so it become a witness for God.
那在这个路加福音十章二十五节二十五到二十八的时候，有一个律法师啊。 又起来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我应该做什么可以得永生呢？”
In the book of Luke, a lawyer come and tempted Jesus Christ. Say, what should I do to inherit the earth, the life?
你这耶稣呢，通常不会回答这样的。耶稣说：“那请问，律法书怎么样写的呢？”
Jesus replied, say, "What does the law say?"
他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。”
He said, "You got to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength."
其次要爱人如己，and
love your neighbor.
这是非常有名的第一诫命。This
is a very well-known first command.
同样的经文出现在马可福音。The
same verse appears also in the book of Mark.
但是有一点不一样，这里是有一个文士起来听他辩论的。 觉得耶稣辩论的好，就问他说：“诫命中哪一个是最大的呢？”
In the book of Mark, a scholar come and ask, "What is the greatest commandment?"
也说，第一要紧的是，
Jesus replied, "The most important commandment."
以色列啊，你要听
Israel, listen.
Here，如果你们要去过犹太人这个公司。 和家里的话，他们有个标志，你知道门上有个标志，你知道吗？
In around the Jewish company, there's a symbol.
你知道犹太人的家门口和办公室门口有个标志，你知道吗？
Very often in their office or in their home.
你们注意，在门的这个右边呢，放了一个小盒盒，那里边呢就是这段圣经。以色列，你要听，在《生命记》的第六章第四节。
In that little verse by the door, there's a little verse that called, "O hear, O Israel."
听什么呢？说你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。With
all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
但是坦白讲，没有多少人明白这四个尽真正的含义。我们都是蒙他，他不知道在讲什么。But
truly, nobody really understands what this means.
所以今天我挑战大家，如果你要想成为一个爱神的人
，So I challenge all of you. If you want to become a person who loves God,
你要做到四个尽。
You must do these four things.
第一个呢， First, 就是尽心
，with all your heart.
我解释尽心是中心，在整个的希伯来或者希腊文化里边的中心和尽心呢是常常呼应的。
With all your heart and with a devoted heart are the same.
什么意思？就是说你要体贴神的心意。To
really sympathize with God's heart.
今天我们很多信徒呢，我们是体贴我们自己的心意。
Very often we only concern with.
很少有人呢体贴到神的心意。
Very few of us are concerned with what God thinks.
那以前我看到特别是有些。 在宫廷里边一些电影一些电视剧里发现啊，然后呢旁边就带了一些人，一些侍从啊，一些丫鬟啊，他们怎么研究盯着什么主人的这个眼睛和主人的手。
Very often we saw on the TV we're in the palace a lot of servants who are completely devoted to looking at the master.
有国王只要一拍手立刻怎么有人进来，请问有什么事？
The moment the king clap his hand someone come to serve.
但是今天知道吗，上帝拍手拍错了，我们都没有去领受。
But today God can clap his hand.
所以体贴神的心意呢，就是你忠心尽心的服侍。
To care with what God concerns is our first.
请问这个时代神最看重什么？
What is God's major concern today?
看重圣洁的生活，看重灵魂的得救，看重国度的复兴，不是吗？
God is concerned with our holy living. God is concerned.
所以今天呢，你要想第一个爱神吧，你要知道上帝在想什么。
If you want to love God today, you must be concerned with what God is concerning.
第二个中心的第二点是什么？你要尽上本分。
You must do.With all your heart,
你不管做什么
，whatever you do,
你不是给人做，乃是给神做。
You are not doing for man, that's for unto God.
那有个太太呢，在以前有很好的学历
，there's a wife with a very good educational background.
因为孩子小，有两个小孩，有很繁重的家务工作，她就没有办法去工作，在家里边。
Because the two young children at home, she was unable to sit down, sit down and go out to work.
你的知识女性。一旦是围在锅台转的时候呢，心里很多不甘。
The only very often these educated housewives are very unbalanced.
为什么我大材小用
？Why am I saying?
啊，为什么我给你们做饭还要挑剔好不好？咸了淡了都有很多怨言。
Why am I just doing the cooking all the time?
但有一天呢，我看这个牧师讲到，你不管做什么事，你不是为你丈夫做，不是为你儿子做，你为神做。
He heard a sermon in the past tell him that you are doing it unto the Lord.
对吧？他立刻怎么样？心中被释放。
At that moment, he feels liberated.
所以今天小牧师鼓励大家。
That's why I encourage all.
忠心不只是对神。
Complete loyalty to God, not only.
对人也要忠心。
We want to be.
因为忠心不是为神怎么样，乃是不是为人，乃是为神。因为做什么呢？都是为神做的。
Because we do all these unto God.
一个讲到呢，我在教会里讲过，我说如果你是一个啊，一个做美发的
，You are a barber，
你要为神怎么样做第一把的剪头刀
，You want to cut hair for God，
你要是做厨师的
，You are a chef，
怎么样？你要为神怎么样做第一把厨刀？
You cut for God，
如果你要是当外科医生的。为什么做第一把怎么样外科手术刀
？Yeah, when you are a surgeon, you do the operation for God.
然后你做裁缝的呢，做第一把剪刀。
If you are a
不管做什么
，whatever you
为神做不是为神做
，do unto God, not for you.
这是第一个你要来尽心忠心。
That's first thing you.
那请问圣经里边哪一位人最忠心？你知道吗
？In the Bible, who is the most royal servant?
最忠心是谁？你知道吗
？You know who?
摩西
，In the Bible， 摩西
神说摩西在以色列怎么全家怎么样是尽忠的。
Bible says that of all the servants in Israel， he is the most loyal。
请问摩西没有过推辞吗？摩西没有过挣扎都有。
The mean Moses never refused God。
但当摩西一旦接受了上帝的使命，带领以色列出埃及之后呢，他就开始怎么样？学习一个谦卑顺服一个忠心的生活。
Once he accepted the mission of leading the Israel out of Egypt, he became a complete devoted servant.
摩西呢，因为有一次呢，他击打磐石。
Once he struck the rock,
他过去击打磐石，这次呢，神说让水出来，他又击打磐石，结果呢，违背了上帝的命令。
Because that he did not quite fully obey God's command.
如果是人的话，这算什么？这不是一个小失误而已吗？
其实 small little act，
但是神说，就因为这样，摩西，你不可以再进迦南。
God told you, because of that act, you are not going to enter the promised land.
40年旷野的生活，到了门边不许你进去。请问你作何感受？
After wandering for 40 years by the age of promised land, you are not allowed to go.
你看圣经里面当讲到摩西这段时候的，非常的伤感。
When the Bible talk about Moses, he's very sad.
他到了这个迦南的边上，眼看到这个应许之地的时候呢，他就不能够进去。
He comes to the edge of the promised land and behold, but was not able to go in.
所以摩西呢就死在这个地方。
So he died on the.
我们觉得哎呀，摩西太可惜了，都没有进迦南。我告诉你，摩西进到迦南，你知道吗
？No, he's such a regretful.
这不是圣经外传。你记得主耶稣在世上的时候呢，有一次登山变相，你知道吗？
You remember the transfiguration?
他看到一个异象，有谁呢？有摩西，
There's Moses,
有以利亚， There's, 还有谁？还有耶稣。就一个忠心人，
Devoted,
就恨他。阿门。所以今天你要想爱主，尽心第一个怎么样？就叫忠心。阿门。
You must be devoted to God.
第二，尽兴。尽兴是什么？就是你要有热情。
You must have enthusiasm.
而这热情呢，不是三分钟的热情，
那momentary.
我们看到很多人呢，就说：“哎呀，啊，我来服侍你，我来读圣经。”那些都是有头有尾。
You see many people who are eager to serve, but generally for short time.
只有你要爱我，你要尽什么呀？要有热情。
God said, if you want to serve me, you got to have
这个热情呢，而且不是三分钟热度，而是怎么样？一生之久，经年累月，你的火不可以熄灭。
Not a passion, momentary passion, but a lifetime devotion.
我觉得一个教会基督徒，一个教会需要有热情。
I thought, but a church must have passion for God.
保罗是个有热情的人。
Paul is a person of passion.
保罗说，我为主我癫狂。
I'm.
为主癫狂疯了一样
I'm crazy for God
但是为你们呢我要谨守
But with you I want to be
怎么样表达热情呢
How do you talk of the express passion
有一次保罗在这个就在这个今天的塞浦路斯啊当时叫路斯德呢传道的时候呢被抓了
One time Paul was in prison because of his preaching
被打了休克了昏迷了
He was punished and put in jail. And he,
当时那些官府呢也没有什么血压计，也没有心电图，以为他死了，就丢在外边。
So the government official thought he was dead, so they just threw him outside the
gate. 以为他死了。
They thought he was dead.
那保罗就在外边躺在外边。
So he was lying there.
可能冷风一吹呢，保罗醒过来。
Then he was awake.
摇摇头，哎，脖子还能动。
I'm still alive.
手也能动。
My hand still okay.
然后呢，就起来。
So he get up.
请问，如果你是保罗的话，被打个半死，起来第一个想什么
？If you are poor, what would you do? What would you think?
哇，我这骨头可能断了，我要去医院。
Oh, my bones are broken.
啊，我这受伤了，我要休养。
I must be ready.
不是。
That's not what.
然后一看活着，怎么又去了
？He went back.
这是热情。
This is passion.
我觉得，特别在美国，我们不缺材料，缺的是热情。
Very often we are not in show all the resources, but we are in show all our passion.
那前几年呢，我们教会一直支持台北有一个戒毒中心，所以我经常带短宣队去那边。
Our church has been supporting a mission in Thailand.
泰国的北边和曼谷截然不同。
Thailand are very different from
Bangkok
are very different.
这个非常非常贫穷的
，a very poor area.
那个地方呢，教会里边呢就是，搭一堵墙是那种空心砖，是空的，然后弄个顶棚就好了。
Church is consisted of walls and maybe a roof。
在哦，看那些小孩子们敬拜的时候，他们弹琴，这个敲鼓呢，啊，都做得非常好。
I was so impressed with the way they sing, the way they worship。
我说谁教你？因为这地方很，我谁教你们的
？I said, who is your teacher?
啊，没有人教我们自己学的。
And nobody teach us, we learn it ourselves.
我突然悟出个道理。
And then all of a sudden I realize,
你只要有热情
，if you have passion,
你就有办法。
You will find a way.
若你没有热情
，without that passion,
你把资源摆在你面前，你还是不行。
Even with a lot of resources, you are not going to have that much result.
所以我鼓励我们教会弟兄姐妹。
I encourage our church.
不是主要的热情。
serve God with passion.
敬拜
要有热情。
Worship Him with passion.
传福音要有热情。
Do evangelism with passion.
祷告要有热情。Amen.
Pray with passion.
我们中国人太注重自己面子了。
We are all very shy.
我在教会里边
啊，我们都是
温柔啊，温这个温文尔雅。
We act very scholarly.
但是在主要要有热情，阿门。
Say,
要学会对主来癫狂，阿门。
You want to go,
insane. 我今天看，我在听那个梁弟兄唱诗歌，又为主癫狂，唱得很好，唱二胡唱得癫狂。
I heard, Mr.
我觉得一定是吧，你要一定要学会投入热情，因为神爱我们怎么样，要如火一样。
We want to, like with fire.
而且热情是可以传染。
Because also passion is
因为有热情的人
with a passion
可以影响周围的人
you will affect people around you
所以你们以后做周围的时候呢要专找那有热情的人做
ok so pick the next person with passion
敬意创意
with all your mind
上帝呢是为创意的神
God is a creative God
有谁能够找到两片完全一样的树叶
Can anybody find two leaves that are completely identical?
有谁能够找到两片完全一样的雪花
Can anybody see two snowflakes that is the same?
有人能够找到完全一样的两张脸
Can you see two faces that completely identical?
就是双胞胎、三胞胎，有时候父母亲都分不清楚，我放在谁孩子分清楚，还是不一样的。
Even twin and triplet, they look different.
所以神呢是一个创意的神。
That's why God is a creative God.
所以神也希望他的百姓、他的教会怎么样也有创意。
That's why God's children, God's church also have to be creative.
你知道吗？教会在中世纪呢，其实是一个创意的一个时代。
Do you know during the Middle Age, the church was actually very creative.
最早的诗歌
the early
最早的音乐
the early music,
最早的乐器 最早的乐团怎么样都是在教会产生的
It's all born in the church.
最早的绘画
the early painting,
雕塑
the sculpture,
建筑都在教会产生
the architecture are all invented.
所以创意呢带给教会一个极大的一个宣教的能力
That's why creativity creates a great force in the church.
但是慢慢慢慢的，我看到教会呢就开始呢停止创意。
But gradually church becomes less creative.
我们教会呢固守自己的传统。
We follow the tradition.
所以教会呢就开始衰败。
And then we begin to decline.
我以前我还讲过一个例子，我不知道讲过没有啊？
I told you example.
不是，我是陈以豪牧师，你知道吗？那个有晴天那位台福教会的牧师讲的一个故事。
There's a small anecdote I think I might have told you before.
他呢有一次呢，他去了一个教会里面去。
He said one time he went to visit a church.
你听一个教会的牧师讲了一个故事。
And the pastor was talking about a short story.
他我以前呢在一个教会里面牧会。
I used to serve in
那个教会呢有非常好的敬拜。
The church had very good worship.
有非常好的这种制度。
They have a very good system.
有非常好的弟兄姐妹
They're very good brothers and sisters
他们是保持教会的五十年不变一百年不变
For 50 years the church stayed the same
这个钢琴 piano 弹的时候呢一般这个右手比较重要、
When the piano playing the right hand is more important
但这个教会的钢琴呢是这样摆的
But the piano
右手在这边的
The left hand is on the other side
他说这个不好看
Because this is not
把钢琴挪过来
We're gonna move the piano to the other side.
所以你知道吧？他一挪钢琴呢
，As he moved the piano，
教会弟兄姐妹就很反感。
There's a lot of discontent.
产生问题。
There's a problem.
就会有冲突。
There are conflict.
就不得已呢，他就是含着泪离开这个教会。
Even caused the pastor to leave that church.
十年之后
，After 10 years，
这个教会的周年庆又邀请这个牧师回来。参加这个教会的一个周年庆，我倒是三十年大典或一百年大典，我不晓得了。
They are the certain anniversary. They invite the pastor back for celebration.
他一坐下
，When he sat down，
他大吃一惊
，He was surprised.
因为钢琴挪在这边了
，He put the piano back on the original.
我当时因为要挪这个钢琴呢，钢琴没有挪掉，我挪掉了。你怎么这么厉害呢？
to the past before. I was trying to move the church, but I got moved instead.
他当了之后就问, 现在的一位牧师, 他做了10年了。
He's asked the new pastor, the pastor working there for 10 years.
他老弟啊, 你怎么这么厉害?
How can you do it?
你把钢琴挪到这边, 放那边, 你还没有走。
How can you move the piano to the other side without getting yourself fired?
牧师怎么样讲知道吗？老兄我告诉你，我每一次呢挪这么一点，每一次，every week I move one inch，这样挪了10年才挪过来，你知道吗？都没天意。弟兄姐妹，这种讲说教会呢，我们缺乏创意。所以什么当不是让你故意想一些花招，不是标新立异。
Not that we want to create for creative sake.
而教会呢，要根据当前的社会，啊，当前这种情况，你要来建。
We must adjust ourselves to the need of the society.
我们教会自己做一些新事。
We want to be novel.
大家不知道最近呢，今年呢，是好莱坞的有很多这个福音电影出来。
No, recently there's a lot of new movie, a Christian movie from Hollywood.
刚刚有个电影叫 Son of God, 有谁看过？
There's a movie called Son of God.
你没有看，还没有演吗？这边有上帝之子 Son of God, 你们看过没有？
有没有？ Son of God movie, anybody saw that?
然后我们教会呢，包了一场。
We show one time.
他最大的场子是200人，我们全包下来。
Oh, we ran the theater.
我们说，我们有个要求：第一个，你给我们准备一个麦克风，有一个喇叭箱；第二个呢，我不要让你放预告片， 因为预告片很烦人的，不要预告片。
We don't want to have any other
preview。
然后看电影，然后下边呢，商务是短讲3分钟呼召。
So after I have a short talk for 3 minutes.
我们那天有10几个人信主。
In that day we had 10 people make decision for Christ.
这就是创意。
This is being creative.
我也鼓励你们，你们教会呢，可以去找你们这个电影院去包上电影，很便宜，还可以给米花，免费的。
I encourage you guys to rent out the whole theater and you might get discount also.
所以今天的商务是鼓励你们，一个教会大跟小和它影响力完全没有关系。
The size of the church did not measure the effect it has on.
我看到很多大教会对这个社会没有一点影响啊。
I see a lot of big church, but have not.
现在相反一些小的教会怎么样，反而能够影响这个社区。
Countries, many small churches.
这就是商务所要讲的，借菜种和面教。
This is the parable, the parable of the mustard seed.
好，尽力。
With all your strength.
这个爱主呢，你除了这三个技术外，尽力非常重要。
To love God, you must do it with all your strength.
什么尽力？就是说，你不管做什么的，你都要卓越。
Whatever do you do, you must have that excellence.
我可以很诚实地告诉大家，在基督教的这个界里边呢，有很多很属灵的人。
In among Christians, there are many very devoted people.
但是他们却不卓越。
But they lack the excellence.
大家知道这几年美国的同性恋、同性婚姻运动的越演越烈。
You know, recently the homosexual movement has become very prominent in our society.
今天我们先不说是对是错是对还是什么，他们为什么能够产生大的影响力？
I don't want to say they are right or wrong, but why are they so influential now?
不可否认。
There's no denying it.
很多同性恋者在他们行业当中都是非常卓越的。
Because many of the homosexual people are in the excellent, excellent position in their
profession. 所以产生了影响力。
They have influence.
今天我鼓励我们基督徒。
I encourage you.
在教会里边，我们爱主、爱神、爱人，但是我们在我们的工作当中，我们要卓越。
We want to love God in the church, but in our society, we want to have that excellence.
因为神给我们很多这些才能，但是我们不能去。
God gave us many gifts, many abilities, but we have not expressed.
也就是说，上帝给我们每个人才能才干呢，我们最多用了10%。换句话说，有90%呢完全没有用。
There's some studies show that maybe 10% of our talent that God gave us are actually used.
所以我们怎么样？ 要把我们所学的所用于怎么样到教会里面来复习。
We must use what we have and use them with all our strength.
你记得吗？当那个摩西带领以色列民要离开埃及的时候，他向埃及的法老王讲过一句话。
When Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, he told Pharaoh,
十字讲一样的话，你们知道什么话吗
？Ten times he said one sentence.
来吧 ，people go， 让我的百姓离开。
He said, let my people go.
干什么呢？
So that we can serve God.
谁来服侍呢？
Who to serve?
法老王也问这个问题。他说是男的呢，是女的呢，是老的呢，是少的呢？
Pharaoh asked, who is going to serve that God? Old or young?
连男带女，连老带少，包括牲畜们，一句都不留。
But most of all, everyone, man, female, and old or animal.
就说你所拥有的一切都要为神来用。
That means everything we have, we're going to be used to serve God.
所服务当中的啊，无论是你是啊，比如说你有些特别的技能，电脑啊，或者是这个，或者说是这个医疗啊，各种方面，只要你所神所给的，你要拿出来为神来用。
Whatever talent God gives to you, either in computer or in medical, use that to serve Him.
而且在恩赐上边，你要发挥出来。
Express your talent.
在圣经里边讲的恩赐呢，大概讲到至少有十九种以上。
In the Bible talk about maybe 19 different kind of talent or gifts God gave us.
那我们知道的是，比如说传福音恩赐
，the gift of evangelism，
信心
，the gift of faith，
医病
，healing，
我们看到这个预言
，prophecy，
我们看到讲道
，preaching，
包括施舍。包括独身，你想做个圣男圣女，还是有恩赐的。
Even you want to be single, you got to be gift.
求这恩赐你用了没有
？Do you use the gift of God?
你不用，神就收掉。
You have not used them, God will take them back.
所以我们要尽力怎么样，让这些所有的恩赐、恩典怎么样，都要发挥作用。
You must use the talent God gave you for Him.
第二点，要活出卓越
，and live that out in excellence.
一个基督徒，你要发挥影响力的，你要成为一个卓越的人。
You want to be influential, you got to do things with excellence.
我举个例子
，I'll give you example.
林书豪，个子不高，但是在篮球界呢是很有名声。请问林书豪为什么有名
？Why would make Jeremy Lin so famous?
是因为他属灵吗？
Because he,
我告诉你，比林书豪属灵有的是。
Yes, more people who are more spiritual than Jeremy Lin.
他除了爱主之外怎么样
？Not only does he love God,
珍惜每一场球。
He is devoted to every game.
如果你们看到林书豪那个回忆录里面看到，他刚开始的时候打这个替补球员的时候呢，他是坐冷板凳的。
He was a backup player for a long time.
但他抓住每一个出场的机会。
But he precious every minute they gave him to play.
我为上帝打球。
I play for him.
我每场都打，我要打的卓越。
I want to play with excellence.
所以今天，如果我们教会有一半的人
，If half of our congregation
在你的行业里面
，In your profession，
你是很卓越的人。
If you are a personal excellence，
你想想看。这个教会会产生多大的影响力
？Can you imagine the influence the church will have in the community？
所以我跟教会弟兄姐妹说，我说你要让你们教会卓越吗
？You want the church to be excellent？
你要让你的牧师卓越。
You must have an excellent pastor。
要为你牧师祷告。
You pray for your pastor。
但我们要为你们来祷告。
And pray also for you。
所以卓越呢，其实呢，就是抓住这个机会。
To have that excellent quality.
你平时预备好，你才能抓住这个机会。
In everyday routine, you must have that quality.
所以神，我说神常常怎么样使用那些忠心的尽力的人。
Because God uses people who are devoted.
我以前讲过约瑟的故事。
You know the story of Joseph.
约瑟是一个卓越的人。
Joseph is a personal quality.
他一生当中大起大落
he experienced many things.
但是呢，他 他做每件事都做得卓卓越。
他 he do everything with quality and excellent.
他被拐了过去做奴仆。
He was a slave.
卓越的奴仆。
He's an excellent slave.
这个必须做管家。卓越的管家。
He's a he's a servant. He's a
他去当囚犯，卓越的囚犯。
When the prisoner, he's a good servant.
那有句话说什么呀？这个小走怎么样？照顾大老爷。我也难他了。一个斗啊，一个罩子呢，罩住大蜡烛。
A little lamp cover cannot cover a big light.
上帝最懂得其他人。
他 know how to raise people up.
我们好多人啊，在我们的本国，在香港，在台湾，在大陆的有头有脸，来了美国之后什么都不是。
Many people are very well known back in China, but now here you are nobody.
有同学说，哎呀，我们怀才不遇，哎呀，我们只生活风险。那那你不要这样讲，你只要尽心努力追求卓越，你可以妥妥的。
But still, you see quality, you long for excellence, you will have issues.
我知道你们这个教会呢是一个音乐上很有这个恩赐的一个教会。
I know your church is gifted with many musical talents.
你们教会有很多弹琴的，你知道吗？
有 many
很多教会没有弹琴的。
Many church don't even have one.
大家知道在纽约有个费克马尔尼克，就是纽约爱乐团。
The orchestra,
the New York Philharmonic. 这是在全美国曾经是第一名的乐团。
That's the number one orchestra in United States.
知道他怎么样发家的吗
？Do you know how they started?
我告诉你，在大概100年以前的时候呢，有场演出。
About 100 years ago, there was a concert.
票都卖了。
The ticket all sold out.
观众都进来了。
Everybody was there.
灯都快要变暗了。
They dimmed the light.
所以那个艺术总监说：“糟糕，指挥今天不能来。”
But then they told me the conductor was not available.
你知道在乐团里面，如果指挥不能来的话，谁可以替代指挥？你知道吗？哪一个人可以替代指挥？是有资格的。
In the you know in the concert, if the conductor is not there, who can be a good substitute?
马尔林。
你们高老师回答。
马尔林。
对，小提琴首席。
The first chair or the concert master.
在这个家伙呢，哎，我不行，我不敢。
But the person said, I'm not qualified, I cannot do it.
当时啊，危机情况下呢，有一位拉大提琴的。
In that place, there is a bass player, a cello player.
Cello player. 他起来说，我来替代。
He said, I'll be the conductor.
他把琴弓子放在这边，拿起指挥棒。当他一举手的时候，整个的乐团变了样子。
He put down his bow and used the conductor.
从那一天，他就成为有史最伟大的指挥家，谁知道吗？托斯卡尼。意大利一个
Toscanini、
He was the most famous conductor.
对，托斯卡尼就是
Toscanini。
你知道他为什么成功吗
？Why is he so famous? So
他后来告诉了一个秘密。
He told his secret to us.
他说我是 play cello， 我是拉大提琴的。
He's a cello player.
但我每一次拉琴的时候，我都是看总谱拿。
But when I play, I don't just look at my own part.
我知道我什么时候该进，什么时候该出。
I know exactly when I should be playing, when my part comes.
这就是卓越。
That is excellence.
你们教会没有牧师。
You have no pastor.
你们请很多牧师。
You have different guest speakers.
但是你们当中就有托斯卡尼尼。
But there are one of you.
哪天当师不来，你就起来。
One of you, he will preach.
因为在平常上要有操练，阿门。平常要有操练。
You must have excellence in your routine。
现在你知道这四个进了吗？就比较容易懂了。我们回顾一下好吗
？Okay, now we want to review。
尽心
，with all your heart，
就是忠心。
That means loyal。
尽心怎么样
？With
就是热情
，with passion。
然后敬意呢？
创意 ，with all your mind, being very creative.
尽力就怎么样？
要卓越。With it, all your strength is to reach excellence.
不管做什么，都要追求卓越。
You must have excellence.
不是为自己怎么样，乃是为了荣耀神。阿门。
Not for yourself, but for the glory of God.
我盼望我们的教会呢，成为一个卓越的教会。
I pray that your church will be a church of excellence.
盼望弟兄姐妹呢，成为一个卓越的弟兄姐妹。
I hope your brothers and sisters will be excellent people.
我盼望我们的同工呢，成。 wait for you.
I hope your co-worker will be excellent co-worker.
只有这样，我们才把爱子爱的这种福音讲。
The only way that we love God and love our neighbor.
今天美国的教会
，Today the U.S. Church
需要发挥影响力
，must have its influence.
今天中国的教会也需要发挥。
The Chinese Church must also show its influence.
我们一起来要为教会来祷告。
Together we pray for the churches.
不管大教会、小教会
，whether you are large church or small.
我们要像芥菜主一样，像面教一样。
Like a mustard seed,
长大成树
If we want to grow into a big tree,
全团发起来
We must cause change.
影响这个时代
Amen. We must think of our community.
好，我们唱首诗歌好吗
Let's sing a song.
求主给我一颗心，还是为了。全身心来投在主的侍奉当中，让自己生命被炼净， 让我们生命能够改变的时候，就影响一大片人。主就再次来祝福这个教会，祝福这个地区，祝福这里辛勤服侍的同工和弟兄姐妹。让我们好像在看到一个没有牧师的情况下，主的恩典一点都不缺少。巴不得在一个春暖花开的时候，教会要再次被你来大大使用，让周围的人知道有神在他们当中。哈利路亚，赞美主！我们要祷告，是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
阿门。
好，大家请坐。